irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning to Friday, August 8th.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. If we're here, it must be 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's true.
Right? You can set your clock by us.
Yep. 10 to 10:50.
Yeah. Except when we don't show up sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We still have the replays.
Exactly. There
yeah,
we go.
So we're always with you. Well, we're supposed to have a couple of guests coming in, but it looks like they'll be late. Because they're not here yet. So we'll see. Late is better than not at all. So
yes.
We'll hope they show up and it's not like we missed the schedule or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I know. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited it's Friday.
Yeah?
I really There's not many weeks where I'm just like, oh, thank God it's Friday. But yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's been a long week. And
right.
I'm just really glad it's Friday.
Very busy, huh?
Yeah,
I know it's been very busy for me too, and I'm wondering where does all this time go, you know? I mean, it just flies.
Yeah.
And before you finished with everything you need to do, so despite all the hours I'm putting in, I'm still not caught up.
Not getting everything done.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, I started another station because I wanted something to do. Now I've got too much to do.
Well, I thought then you started another station. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Three stations?
No, not three. Two is enough. Two is enough. So, yeah, so that keeps me busy. But yeah. I like that. You know, I don't mind.
How is everything going over there?
Very well. Very well. You know, I mean, still, it's like dramas all the time with these porn stars, you know. Always drama. So you never know if they're going to show up, whether it's the hosts or the guests, you know.
Oh,
it's
no.
Kind of stressful that way.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes one of the people don't show up and they have to change the format of the show. So, yeah, it's fun, you know. I mean, you can see from the photos I post,
right.
You know. You're surrounded by beautiful women. It can't possibly be a bad job, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people that comment are jealous.
Yeah, I know. But notice I'm not really pushing it on Facebook, you know, because some people are not okay with adult stuff. So I just don't want to offend anybody, although... you know, I shouldn't really care, mm-hmm. but I'm in the public eye, you know. And but you know what I'm thinking, Charlotte? I'm thinking of like maybe getting rid of a lot of people I don't know.
Right.
You know, I'm like asking, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? You know, in the beginning, it was sort of like, you know, when Facebook started, it was sort of a race to get mm-hmm. as many friends as possible.
Yeah.
You know, and you really thought if somebody has a lot of friends, they're popular and stuff, but... that's not the case. You can friend anybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, and many people have friended me over the years that I don't really know, and I presume they're fans or something.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, people don't just come to you and ask for a friend request.
Yeah.
So
what I do is I put on the, I think I've said this before, I put the follow button on. So if someone friend requests me and I don't know them or I don't, well, if I know them and I don't want to be friends with them, I decline
right.
them. But if I, they can follow me.
Right.
And some posts are public and some posts aren't public. So that's what I do to keep privacy
oh, wow.
for my Facebook. Because I don't want to be friends with people that I don't know.
Right.
But if it's people like from the show or whatever,
right.
they can still see like some of the things I'm doing.
Right.
Some of the posts. So
yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, otherwise you start arguing with people you don't even know.
Right.
You know, and then you realize, why am I even friends with this person?
Yeah. I was so confused the other day, though. I posted, it was some link. I don't even remember what it was about. Mm-hmm. And I got about 20 likes on it. And then I click on it and you get the notifications and I click on it and it's like 18 likes and 50 shares.
Whoa.
And I'm like, who are these? I didn't know any of the people.
Yeah.
I only knew the people that I had got notifications about. I was like, how? And one girl commented on it and it was a friend of a girlfriend of a girlfriend.
Right.
And I was like, but how did you see my post. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like this. I don't know what happened.
I know.
I don't know how many people were able to see that I posted this. Because it was just a random link that a lot of people had shared. And then I was like, oh, I'll share it too.
Right.
I like the article. But I was really confused.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like the idea of everyone seeing that I posted it.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I know. That's what it does. I mean, sometimes because it says, like, you know, if you post, it's like this via that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I did it through another girl.
Right.
But it was a girl from England.
Right.
And then it was all these American people that I was like, this is weird. This is too much.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, Facebook is strange.
Yeah, it is, you know. But it's like I realized it's the... one of the first places I go to when I get on the internet,
right.
You know. I mean, I've got email, I've got, you know, check out the news real quick,
mm-hmm.
and then go to Facebook, you know.
Yeah. See, I do
bank.
That with Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram's my first social
really?
Media that I go to, yeah.
Yeah. But that's just pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess pictures tell 1,000 words, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. People are so creative on Instagram now.
Really?
Yeah, it's all creative photos, and
really,
you can
wow.
write quotes on the comment, comment
right
part. But I like Instagram.
But there's no like feed, right? Main feed
yeah.
that everybody sees. Oh, there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there is. You have
oh,
to
really?
Follow. It's kind of, it is like Facebook. You
right,
follow
yeah.
the people.
Right,
so you,
then and then
you
see their stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's like being friends with someone on Facebook.
Yeah, so it's more like Twitter and stuff, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
yeah.
have to have permission to...
right.
Yeah.
Unless they're on private. Because
right.
you can have your profile on private.
Oh, okay.
Where they have you have to accept
right.
the request to follow.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure it requires some extra time, you know, unless you post the same pictures you post on Facebook.
Right.
That's what I've been doing. I mean, you know, since I started the Instagram, and I just use it
you
for...
You have an Instagram?
For the station, not for me.
Oh, really? Actually, LA Talk Radio has it?
Yeah, actually, I think I do. No, not LA Talk Radio, but Radio Temptation.
Okay.
I think I actually do have one. I just don't remember. Yeah. I think I might have one with a few pictures because without even noticing, I had like 70 people following me. And I had only set up an account.
Right.
There wasn't even a picture or two.
And then
up
you
there.
Forget the passcodes and then
right.
you forget which email you put with it. And I've set my mom up at Facebook so many times and
really?
She always forgets her password and I can never remember what I because I make it for her.
Right.
And then I can never remember the password and then I forget which email I used because
right.
now we've set up so many and she keeps forgetting. I'm just like, no idea. So lost. You and Facebook just doesn't mix.
Wow. But, you know, there's a great program. Do you use a Mac or a PC?
A Mac.
A Mac, right. So I don't know if they have it for that, but for the PC, they have something where... what was I talking about?
Maybe passwords?
Yeah, passwords. Okay, there's a program called Dashlane. Actually, it is on Mac, on the Mac as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's called Dashlane. And it remembers all your passwords. So you only have to have a master password, just one.
But what if someone steals that, like the Russians that are stealing all the passwords right
well,
now?
Well, but that could happen anyway, right?
True.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
true.
This just helps you remember what you're, if you don't want to write them down and
yeah.
stuff. It also has like automatic fill-in for forms. So like credit cards, you know, things like that. It's like you can fill it in with one click, you know.
And it's safe?
It's very safe, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, just think of a good password for your master password.
Right.
And that's it, you know. Then you only have to remember one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it
what
is.
What is it called? Dashlane?
Yeah, except when it doesn't work, you know, and then it doesn't remember. So you better remember the password, you know.
And when you don't remember the master password.
Yeah, well, that one you'll remember, I'm sure. Otherwise, you're deep doo-doo, you know. But yeah, so it's pretty cool because it remembers it as it goes along. Actually, it also gives you like receipts for stuff you buy online and stuff. You know, it's like
cool.
really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should try that. And it also lets you create like complex passwords. But then again, you would never remember them if you didn't use the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And
right.
sometimes, like I said, it doesn't work. So it doesn't put the password in. You would never remember. So it's a problem with passwords, and they're looking for different ways. You know, we were talking about this, different ways to for security, because passwords is just so yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's not safe enough, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that stuff is happening. And I'm surprised. You know what? I'll bet you our guests don't even remember they're supposed to be here. Yeah. I mean, it can't be that I made a mistake. It can't possibly be. Yeah. Could it? No.
Never.
No, I'm sure. I mean, there's no way. Something happened. They're both not here. Wow.
Yeah.
And they're hosts of here at the station. You know, you would expect them to be here and be here on time. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet you there's a misunderstanding there somewhere. That sucks, man. Yeah.
Good job. There's lots of things going on in the news.
Yeah, that's true. A lot going on in the news, huh? Yeah, except I didn't get to see much of it because I figured we have guests. So I'm not going to, like, look too much and stuff. But mainly, I guess the U.S. authorized airstrike in Iraq.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. And let me explain to you a little bit of what's happening, because a lot of people don't realize like why there's war in Iraq again, mm-hmm. and why a lot of people are fearful, and why, you know, like, for example, in Syria, you have rebels and crazy people, but they're fighting their government, and the U.S. decided, you know, let's just keep it there, contained in Syria. But in Iraq, there's no good government, and what happens is a lot of Islamic extremists are trying to, again, you know, Islam in its original form, when it was started, like Muhammad and stuff, they had like gangs and on horses, and they would ride around and find like villages and towns and, you know, and little places where people lived, and they would try to convert them to Islam, and if they didn't, they would kill them. So it's sort of like a known thing that Islam was spread by the sword, and now it seems to be happening again in Iraq. And but they're saying that the plan is a lot bigger than just Iraq, you know, that this organization called ISIS, which I think is Islamic State something, they're like an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, and they're trying to create an entire Muslim state in the Middle East. Wow. So you can imagine that a lot of countries are very nervous about this.
Yeah.
And this would really change everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, so what happens is, I guess the U.S. decided we're going to stop this without putting setting foot in Iraq. So we'll see how much good that's going to do, you know, because you can never defeat anybody just from the air.
Right.
You got to have soldiers on the ground,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they'll probably slow them down or cause a lot of damage. I don't know.
It's crazy. I watched a video. It was like a 15-minute video. I saw it through Facebook. 15 minutes.
Wow.
But it was about, I know, I sat there for 15
minutes.
Yeah,
I can't believe
it. Watching a video that someone posted on Facebook. But it was about how the police in America are turning into the army and acting like the army and the navy and very aggressive, using automatic weapons when it's not necessary.
Wow.
Using force and aggression that just isn't necessary for the cases that they're dealing with.
Right.
And you see like SWAT teams and the big RV trucks and going to random houses. There was one couple, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. They were both up getting ready for work, and like 20 SWAT officers pulled up to the house, flashing lights at the house, were running in, saying that they were looking for electronics, trashed the house, and then left.
Wow.
And it was just it was a really scary video, just saying that the police are just acting too much like the army, like they're acting in the Middle East, where they have to be very aggressive, but in America, in the U.S., like you don't have to act like that for normal cases.
Right. Yeah. Plus, I think I saw another viral video, too, where they just show police brutality. So it's not SWAT or anything, but it just shows you when cops are arresting someone, how they try to how they start beating him up, you know?
Right. There was one guy that had suffered from asthma and he ended up dying. They tasered him. And I mean, it was being so rough with him because it was all videoed.
Yeah.
It was all on tape and they ended up dying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they overused their power, I think. And just from that video, it's like I would believe it if I didn't see it.
Exactly. And it was a whirlwind of basically just saying that things just aren't looking good.
Yeah. I know. It's like you look to the police to protect us and not to create a police state here, you know, and abuse people and beat them up. But
somebody was being charged $7,000 for putting I don't know where he was located, but he had an American flag in a pot in his front yard. Mm-hmm. And if he didn't take it away or didn't pay the $7,000 fine, then his house was going to be foreclosed on.
What? Wait, he had a flag?
Yeah.
In his front yard?
Yeah, in a pot in his front yard.
Uh-huh. And why didn't they...
And he was going to be charged $7,000.
For posting a flag?
For having the flag. And if he didn't take it down or pay the $7,000 fine, his house was going to be foreclosed.
Wow.
And he was an ex-Marine or an ex... He was something to do with the Navy or the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just being interviewed saying, I'm very proud of the country. I'm very proud of everybody that fights for the country, that continues to fight. I'm not going to move my flag.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not like it's some other country's flag.
Right. Exactly.
Which still doesn't justify that.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
insane.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what's happening. You know, I mean, these people, if you don't stop them, they might actually be able to succeed with this. So, you know, this is just a culmination of all the terror acts that are taking place in the world by Islamist extremists. Is this mine or yours?
I think it's me.
Yeah, it sounds like it's coming
there
from
there.
Yeah, I know. I hate websites where it starts playing automatically.
There's no pause button. I was like, stop.
I know. Who does that?
Why do you lost my story.
Yeah, it's like, why do you start a video before, you know, if somebody doesn't ask for it? Yeah. It's really irritating because, you know, and some people have music on their website, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You try to go to that website, it starts singing in the middle of the show, you know. It just
doesn't
work. And
I would do that all the time in class when I would be on my phone and...
Uh-huh.
And I would look at different stories, and then my phone would start going off, and everyone's just staring. It's like, great.
I know. Those phones, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like, I know this morning I noticed I was stopped at the light, and this woman just walks on the sidewalk and doesn't even look up. She's only looking at her phone. I mean, she's not even looking where she's going. And I'm going, first of all, this is like dangerous. You know, you should be aware of your surroundings. And you should also live in the moment, you know, enough with these phones. I think you should set yourself time to actually use the phone, you know, like for example, we tend to do it while we're waiting for something, which makes sense, you know, I mean, you're waiting for something, but still you could just enjoy the wait, you know, watch people, take some time to think. You know what I realized? I never actually sit down and just think. You know, most of the thinking we do in the car, I think, when we're driving. When I'm at home, I'm always doing something, you know, whether it's on the computer, on the iPad, reading, TV, eating, you know, always doing something.
Yeah.
So I never have time to really sit down and think. And I think that's something that people should do, you know, just take some time, sit on your comfortable chair every day, 15 minutes or so, and just ponder things, you know, about your life. I'll bet you that would help making decisions.
Definitely.
You know?
I agree.
So there I am with a great idea. Always coming up with great ideas, right?
A funny story about phones. I saw my friend a couple of weeks ago, and she said that she just got the iPhone, and she'd always had. I don't know, the BlackBerry or the Galaxy, whatever. Uh-huh. And she was taking some kind of test for work, and they'd said no phones. So she, like, had a phone out. She was trying to turn it off. And by mistake, she pressed Siri, and it went, "I don't understand you, Kathy." So everyone knew that it was her. Like, talk about ultimate embarrassment. It's not just, it's not like you can say, "Oh, it wasn't my phone." It says your name.
Right. Wow. So you can teach it your name? You can teach Siri your name,
Wow. So she was highly embarrassed.
Let me see if that works. So what? You have to, you just tell it what my name is? My name is Sam. Would you like me to call you Sam? You say?
Yeah.
Yeah, cancel. Okay. Wow, it does do that.
Yes, and now it'll call you Sam.
Yeah. Well, I said cancel, so it's not going to. It asked me if I want to, if she wants to call you Sam.
But it's crazy how it can call you a name, and she just said, she's like, "I died." It was the worst.
Wow.
It was the worst.
Yeah, it teaches you. Don't teach Siri your name.
Yeah,
what the
right?
hell? What for? Unless you're really trying to impersonate someone, you know. Oh, it's a person in the phone. They know my name. Come on.
Have you been keeping up with the, well, now it's, I guess it's a tropical storm that hit Hawaii.
I just read, heard about it.
Yeah.
What's happening? Did it hit?
Yeah. Well, I think there was three. That's heading for three hurricanes heading for Hawaii, all three of them. But the first one that hit was just a tropical storm, and it's just like outed.
Yeah.
Like it was 221 out of power, houses out of power. So it wasn't as bad as they expected.
Yeah. Wow, those things are scary, huh?
Yeah.
At least they see them coming for
crying
out loud.
Exactly, you can watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a girl that went there yesterday. I saw her parents, and they said that, she's freaking out. And the mom was like, "I'm freaking out too, but I'm just telling her it's going to be okay. They wouldn't let you fly if it wasn't okay." But I guess everything's okay.
Good.
She posted a couple photos, so she's alive.
Yeah, good thing. I know these days you don't know anymore.
I know, yeah, but.
Why did they always post pictures of snakes everywhere, you know? I hate snakes. I hate looking at them. Because I think somebody I know just got a snake, and I'm like, why would you do that, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's cute. I give it a name. I watch it grow, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, I just think of a snake, and I'm afraid I'm going to have, like, nightmares or something.
Completely.
You know? And I'll tell you why I think a lot of people have a fear of snakes. The way I feel is that I wouldn't even know how to handle one if I was attacked. You know, it's not like a traditional animal with teeth and legs and, you know, limbs and stuff. You'd at least know how to approach
right.
it. But a snake is just going to jump at you, you know, and there's not much you can do.
Yeah, I've never even seen a snake. I wouldn't know how they attack.
Yeah.
I would have no clue. I wouldn't know what to do. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, they sort of like coil, and then they'll just jump on you, you know.
Yikes.
And yeah, I know. I'm sure if you wanted to see how they attack, I'm sure you'd watch a YouTube video or something.
Oh, true, I guess.
But you're probably staying away from
YouTube.
That, right? You don't want to see how snakes kill, my God. That sucks, man. That really sucks. So, yeah, I mean, everywhere I look, I mean, even people do, like, advertisements in magazines with, like, a snake or something, you know. I'm like, why? You know?
Yeah, this. That's not the kind of animal I would want to.
Yeah, I know.
Come across.
I know. It's like you hope this will sell you product. I mean, come on, you know.
And it's not even an animal I would want to see.
Like, right.
If I could see a lion or a cheetah, like, that would be cool. But
right.
I just have no desire to see a snake.
Right. But you see, some people are fascinated with them.
Yeah.
So go figure. You know, people have different tastes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on. This is funny. I guess this toddler, I don't know how old he is, but he breached security at the White House. He actually slipped through the fence.
Oh, my gosh.
And ran to the White House. So, actually, they had to postpone the president's address on Iraq yesterday, believe it or not, because I guess they start all the alarms started going off or something.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
That's insane.
Yeah. So they're saying that the toddler forced the president, the press corps, and the nation to wait.
Where was the mom?
Yeah, where was the mom? You know, she was probably stuck outside the fence,
right,
you know?
Couldn't get through.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering how old the kid is. They're not saying, but maybe, you know, 5 years old or something, you know?
Wow.
Toddler, yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's back with his parents, but they're saying, yeah, they're saying, well, we couldn't wait until... we could wait for him to talk. So I guess he doesn't even talk.
Oh, so he's got
to
be
young. Really, yeah, like maybe 3-4, right? Yeah,
I don't
something
know.
Like that.
What
I mean,
age do they...
Look,
I
at,
mean,
at 4, they're already talking.
Yeah.
I mean, at 3, they're talking already. So
yeah,
I don't know what the...
Yeah. Yeah, when do kids start? I don't know.
Yeah.
2?
Yeah, I don't...
Can you walk
yeah,
at 2?
Yeah, maybe 2. Yeah, you can walk, you can walk after, after a year, I think.
Oh,
you can
really?
Walk. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. When you don't have kids, you don't really know. You know, I'm just trying to remember.
Right.
Yeah, what happened. But no, I mean, we have a five-year-old in the family, and she's definitely not a toddler. I mean,
definitely talking.
Yeah, definitely doing everything. She's like an adult, you know?
Yeah.
They're so cute at this age, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's like I wouldn't mind having kids again, you know, but I figure at my age, you just wait for grandchildren, right?
Right.
And then you get kids in your life again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, I can't fucking believe I'm saying this. Could have got to be a grandfather. My God, I hope my kids wait a few years.
Your children are young, though. Oh, youngish, aren't they? Like 20?
Yeah, 24, 21. Well, it's pretty much marriage age, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope they wait a little bit. Yeah, my daughter's 24, you know, and usually women will have kids before guys, I think.
Right.
I think. I don't know. So, but a lot of women have kids, you know, in their early 20s, mm-hmm. mid-20s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the most active years for having babies.
Right.
So, you know, in your 20s. So I imagine that many people my age are grandparents already, which sucks, man. I don't remember my grandparents looking as young as I do, you know. But they were just my age, I'm sure. It's just that we don't remember them that way.
Exactly. And when you are of age where you do remember them.
Right.
Like, I remember my grandparents as they are right now.
Right.
Not when.
Right,
I
when
was,
you were younger.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you look at pictures and you go, wow, you know, they look different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not a pretty sight to age, I'm telling you.
Do you know who Smokey Bear is?
Yeah.
He's 70 years old on Saturday.
70?
Yep.
Wow. Smokey the Bear, yeah, that's the icon for putting out fires in the forests and things like that. Yeah, that's
what
it is.
Yeah, I had no idea who it was.
Oh, really?
It's in the news, so I guess
it just sounded interesting if he's 70 years old, yeah. You're probably going, what, a bear? 70 years old? Why should people care, right? So it's like a mascot or something, you know, Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gives advice not to start fires and forests and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, campsites. Sometimes they'll have a sign with this picture on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hence
so,
the name.
Okay, so, yeah,
that works.
So Smokey Bear. Okay, 70 years old. All right. Now that we know that, we can go on with our day.
The Pistorius trial ended, so now they're just waiting for the jury to...
Oh, it ended now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
so
ended.
They had the final argument, right?
Yep. And wow. In the closing statements... the defense had said, had compared him and said he's lost the race. So compared him to
yeah,
the
to
sport
his career.
That he did. Yeah.
Right.
Who
said that? The prosecution or the defense?
Oh, the prosecution.
Yeah, the prosecution.
Not the defense.
Right.
The prosecution. Yeah. Yeah, they said
well,
that he's lost the race, so they that
yeah.
the jury should find him guilty.
Right. I think they will. I don't know. Well, it's hard to know. I mean, we're going on a gut feeling here where the jurors actually had to sit there through all the evidence.
Right.
But
I have a feeling he's
going to...
No, it doesn't. 25 years is
wow.
the max he can get.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, man. How people ruin their lives. That's why I don't have guns at home. Why do you need a gun at home?
Yeah. There's a man that's a prisoner.
I guess in South Africa, though, you do need guns because it's very violent there. People invade your house all the time.
Oh, wow.
Go on.
I would probably have a gun then. I was going to say a new story. There's a hearing from 1919 NYC New York killing that's going to be reopened in a new trial. A man in prison for nearly a quarter of a century in an infamous tourist killing will get a new hearing on his claim of innocence in a case that was seen as an emblem of random urban violence.
Mm. Whatever that means, right?
Yeah, whatever that means.
Okay.
But I guess it was a murder. In 1990, the death of Brian Watkins, a Utah man who was stabbed to death while defending his mother from a subway platform mugging.
Okay.
So he's getting a new trial. But from 1990? I mean, you've been in prison for so long.
Yeah, for 25 years.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, do you even know what life looks like? Well, no. From 1990, it's such a different life now.
Yeah. It's a long time.
It is a really long time.
Yeah, I'd hate to be in prison even for 1 hour, man. It's like so scary.
Wow.
You know, you become the property of somebody else. The property of the state.
Yeah.
You don't have rights. You know?
It's true.
Yeah. You don't have freedom of movement. You don't have freedom to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The defense had said, we're confident that with all the evidence, when all the evidence is presented, he'll be able to demonstrate his actual innocence in a horrific crime.
Mm.
So he was the one that stabbed the person.
Yeah, but they're saying he was trying to protect his mom or whatever. Right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a... situation.
Did you see this video going around on Facebook where... somebody fell between the subway and like into the tracks and under the train. So they got all the passengers out and they all pushed the train and picked it up sort of on one side and rescued that person.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't. Wow. The train?
Yeah, like from one side, you know, like if everybody pushed from one side.
Right.
Of the car, and then it starts.
Yeah.
And it's an entire train. It's not just the one car, you know.
Wow.
I know.
So they must have seen him coming from a while, because it takes for a while for a train to stop.
Well, no, it was actually stopped. The person fell, like, as they were boarding. Although I don't see how there's any space between... I guess there is space. Yeah, between the platform and the train. So they just fell through it, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the security video is showing that. And then I guess they got all the passengers to push the train. And, somebody rescued him. Isn't that crazy? Wow. A lot of stuff happens in subways. You know, it's kind of scary when you... you come from a country where there's subways. They have the tube there.
Yeah, in London, though.
Right.
So I've never really...
Oh, you never rode it or anything?
I have, but only a couple times when I was in London.
Right, but it's not like something you had to do all the time.
No.
Yeah. You see, last time I was in London, I think it was a year or two ago, I stopped there for a couple of days on my way to Israel, and I remember taking the underground during rush hour, and I thought, my God, I mean, there were like sardines in there. I couldn't even board. It was that bad.
Yeah, that's it.
And I thought, if I wait for another train, it's probably going to be the same. Yeah.
If not worse, depending if it gets a little bit more into rush hour.
I know. People would think I'm weird. He's waiting for another train. So it's not pretty, you know.
And that's what it's like in London, in New York, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. And all that noise and smells and stuff. I don't know. You know, as a tourist, it's fun sometimes. But I don't think I could take the subway every day. You know, it's just crazy. But so many people shoot so many videos, funny ones, the train, you know.
It's true. Yeah, they really do, with big, like, mob flashes of mob dances.
Uh-huh. I know, like, they like start dancing in the middle of the train.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Wow. And people have cameras. I mean, they shoot everything, you know.
Oh, everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's left undocumented.
No.
You know?
There isn't. And that's in life in general. Nothing is.
Yeah.
Everyone has a phone somewhere.
Right.
There was two buses crashed into each other in New York in Times Square.
Really? Wow.
On, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, which I have no idea how it happens. It was in the middle. Wow. And they hit a lamppost and a few people got injured. But, I mean, they were showing on the news different people that had different photos because everyone just immediately got their phones out and started taking photos.
Right.
So it's crazy. Like, in the middle of... If two buses crashed into each other in Times Square and me or my boyfriend or my mom, someone was getting hurt, the last thing I would think of is to get my phone out to take a photo.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just what people do now.
I know. They just stand by rather than help out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah, very. So they have this new app. I guess talking about New York, it would work a lot better there since people walk. But here, nobody walks. You know, you hardly ever pass by people or anything. So, but this is a French app. It's a dating app, and it's called Happn, H-E-P-P-N, no E. And apparently, what this is that when you pass by someone. And you like them, if you both have the app, then you can figure out who they are, you know, and contact them and stuff. So they're saying, you know, this is the end to, like, you see somebody pretty on the street and you don't know who she is, you know, you can find out. But of course, both people have to have the app.
Yeah.
Right.
And what happened to just going up and saying, hey, how right. are you?
Like, well, maybe you would, but first you would know at least there's a connection there or something, you know? Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, but I don't know how it works. It sounds kind of like Tinder, you know, and except Tinder, it's not like when you're in the same room, but it gives you people in the general area of right. where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's pretty strange, so I don't know. They're saying they already have 350,000 members, so wow. and that it's taken off in France. So we'll see in France. But
it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
Yeah.
For France, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 350,000.
Yeah, that have this stuff. I know. But yeah, maybe we'll try it. We'll see. But then again, like I said, in LA, it's not going to work for you. You know?
Exactly. Like New York, it might work, yeah. but LA, probably not. No. Like you're driving next to somebody and it's like, oh, hey, I know your name.
That's true. Yeah, driving. But this is, I'm sure, mainly for walking when you walk.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but this brings up like privacy issues and stuff. And so look what they say. They say, we don't track people. We just register the crossing points, which means we don't know what other travels you're doing. It's like, oh, well, but you still know some of the travel I'm doing.
Well, yeah, that can't be true because how, yeah, what? Yeah. It has to know where you are all points of time in case you meet somebody.
They're saying that it only works when they know where you are only when you're connecting with someone, you know, when you walk by someone. So that's why they call it, instances or something? Crossing point. So I guess if you cross somebody that has the app, then they register it. So
if you're at home...
Yeah, maybe if you're not using the app or something, then they can't know.
Got it.
Right.
Hmm.
But, you know, I don't trust them for anything.
Yeah.
You know? People know where you are anyway. I mean, people go and post it. And
exactly. It the and time. There's so many invasions of privacy with all apps anyway.
Right.
When they say, do you allow your location?
Right.
Like all of those.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes it's fun and stuff if you go to a bar or something, a party. But you know, I mean, if you go out of town or something, I wouldn't publicize that, you know,
right.
because then it means your house is empty. People can go and help
right.
themselves to your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to publicize. There's a lot of things we publicize that we shouldn't.
Right.
We really shouldn't. So we'll see. I'm thinking of, like I said, getting rid of a lot of so-called friends
mm-hmm.
and just keep it more like a closer circle.
Right. The perfect word was so-called friends because they are the Facebook friends.
Right.
It's like, what is a Facebook friend?
Right, exactly. Just not even an acquaintance. Sometimes you don't even say a word.
Right.
They don't even say anything to you.
Yeah.
They just friend you. So, yeah, it goes to show that... you know, I mean, I never found that if I friended someone that it helped me meet somebody else or something. You know?
Really?
But, yeah. But maybe it does happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard friends of a friend that's been introduced.
Right.
And Facebook's an easy way. You can just look them up.
Right. Yeah. I know. It's a great way to look people up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why, you know, today I'm not part of like the job pool and stuff, but I imagine it's got to be so tough today to get a job, you know? I mean, they find out about your privacy, they do drug testing, they do everything, they know everything about you.
Right.
You can't do anything mm-hmm. without, you know, anybody, without somebody knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's very invasive, I think, you know, but you need to think about these things. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for jobs, not a good idea to do controversial things on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, completely.
Right. You don't want to be controversial, man, because... And I think a court ruled, if I remember correctly, that an employer can actually demand your password for Facebook, for your Facebook
what?
Account.
That can't be, surely. It's what an invasion of privacy. I mean, there has to be some line.
Right. There has to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't take my word for it, but I recall there was a trial about it or something. So I don't know what they ruled, but yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah. Being able to look at everything, your messages, your old photos that maybe you don't have everyone allowing to look at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. So there's the history of the bra. I guess the bra was invented in 1914. So that's 100 years.
Wow.
1914. Yeah. So that's 100 years. And so that was World War II at the time. I mean, World War I. And they're saying that that's when the bra was invented because of a necessity. They're saying that before the bra, women would use corsets and stuff, and those would require a lot of metal. And they're saying there was a metal shortage in America. Was it in America? Yeah, maybe it was in America. I don't know. But women, you know, they would use a lot of metal for that.
Yeah.
So there was a shortage, I'm sure, during the war because of manufacturing of weapons and things
right.
like that. So they came up with this idea of the bra, you know, and Mary Phelps Jacobs filed for a patent on a lighter weight chest flattening brassiere.
Chest flattening?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what most people wear bras for.
I know. But who knows?
That's interesting.
That's
so
what
it was
says.
Exactly 100 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Because of a metal shortage.
1914, huh. Yeah. So that's a good trivia thing.
Yeah,
if you ever
is.
Have to come up with that, right?
Are you good at... I feel like you'd be so good at trivia.
At trivia?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I am. But I got to tell you that I get stumped on Jeopardy quite a bit.
Really?
That's a hard show, yeah.
I know none of them.
Yeah.
I don't know any of Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I do. But there's a lot, like all kinds of, like categories like literature and poetry and things like this I know absolutely nothing about.
Right.
You know, but yeah, talk to me about science and, you know, things like that. You know, entertainment, history. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could do well. But so I went online to try and take their entry exam, right? To mm-hmm. see if I can even apply.
To Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did terribly.
Really?
Yeah. I did terribly, man. So forget about that, you know. So maybe I'm good at like Trivial Pursuit or something, but that's
right.
about it.
That surprises me. I think you would have been really good.
You think?
At something like that, yeah.
I know. Well, my recall is not that great with all the dead brain cells. So maybe that's it. Maybe I know it deep inside, but I can't recall it, which is useless, you know. Yeah. So finally, a story that I think is pretty relevant to a lot of people. They're saying a new study says that over 40% of women have experienced sexual dysfunction. And so, you know, that can be a problem with arousal, with orgasm, with things like that. And so they're saying the problems can be biological, psychological, and pharmacological, and physiological. So there could be a lot of reasons why people are having problems and stuff.
Wow.
But 43% of women, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's almost half.
That is a lot.
Every other woman. And they're saying that there's different stages to it and stuff. You know, I can tell you that I know that medication, some medication can really interfere and stuff, you know.
Right.
But you know, I think the worst of it is, look, the thing is, first of all, you have to be thinking of sex, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have to be aroused, and then you have to be able to stay aroused, and then you have to be able to climax. So there's different stages to it, and they're saying there's a different disorder at each stage of it, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I think the worst one really is that the absence of sexual thoughts or feelings. I mean, this is like, you know, when you don't even think of sex at all, it's called hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And I guess they have names for everything.
Wow.
So you have that. Then you have sexual arousal disorder, then orgasm disorder, and then pain disorders. They're saying at some point in a woman's life, many will experience painful sex. So, and it's called dyspareunia. Dyspareunia? I don't know. Dyspareunia, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, it sounds more American. Dyspareunia or something. But it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's spelled
43%,
funny.
43%, that's a lot.
43%. They're saying hormones can play a big role, like estrogen and testosterone and things like that. So, yeah, that sucks, man. I mean, if your sex life is shot, what's the point, you know? What's the point, man? It's the best gift that was given to us, and it's free. You know, and we can do it as much as we want. So when you have a dysfunction come to that, that's pretty.
Yeah.
It sucks, you know?
Yeah. But one in two women seems like a lot.
It does. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that there's so many different problems they can have that maybe it's not surprising. I wonder how many men have problems too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's a decent amount of, if it's one in two women.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one in two?
Yeah, and men have to perform more, actually. They're just saying that a woman's arousal is when she lubricates and stuff, you know.
Right.
So, and they're saying that, so a woman requires like foreplay for about 15 minutes. So there you go, guys. If you want a quickie, you got to do some foreplay. It doesn't just happen for a woman, you know, unless you turn around for a while, you know. But, yeah, they're saying before you hit the bed, you know, sort of seduce each other. So, okay, well, we learn something every day, right?
Learn something new every day.
There you go. All right, well, this is it for today. I guess our guests were fascinating, but they never showed up.
They will be fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. We'll invite them back. I'm sure there was some kind of a confusion. And but, you know, I mean, I was waiting for an appointment that I had on Wednesday, and the guy never shows up. And I went back and checked the email, and it says Wednesday. So I waited. He didn't show up. And I was tempted to say, why didn't you show up? You know,
yeah.
But I thought, never mind. You know, if he wants me, he knows where to find me. And so sure enough, he writes me back. He's like, so see you next Wednesday. I'm like, I was supposed to see you today. You know? He's like, no, I was thinking of next week.
Oh, no.
Well, you should have told me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that happens sometimes.
Miscommunication.
I know, but yeah. I'm totally sure they were scheduled for today.
Yeah.
So something must have come up and at the last minute.
Right.
This stuff. So we don't badmouth missing guests here. We just re-invite them over. All right. Well, Charlotte, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I'm looking forward to one. Everybody, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.